Continuing trauma and a lack of tangible hope among thousands of bushfire survivors continues to cause deep concern. One leading businessman says the federal government needs to get creative and stop at nothing to reach every Australian suffering after the ravages of the monster fires this season. The government, business and welfare groups are coughing up billions to help bushfire victims, and yet there's evidence it's just not getting to those who are most desperate quickly enough. The Prime Minister chaired a bushfire roundtable in Canberra this afternoon, but Andrew Constance, the New South Wales state member for Bega, says it's too late for his electorate, which was ravaged by the bushfires. He says his constituents simply don't know who to turn to. David Taylor has our story.
Those on the ground in disaster relief centres say the recovery effort's been something of a dog's breakfast.
It is a minefield.
Peter Logue is a former News Corp journalist. He spent the early part of January working as a media liaison at the Cobargo Bushfire Relief Centre, north of Bega. He's scathing about how the first responders, including many of the big-name charities, were managed and coordinated.
And they would come in dribs and drabs, but not everybody would be at the centre at the same time. So it was very hard getting information around. And it's only this week that we're beginning to get a bit of coordination.
This afternoon, the Prime Minister brought together leaders from across the nation, including from business, charities, health and welfare groups. The aim? To work out who needs what and when. Getting cash to those who have lost everything remains a top priority. Scott Morrison at the opening of the roundtable in Canberra.
The payments have been getting out the door, over $50 million in payments, $52.6 million, 44,150 claims dealt with. With the disaster assistance payments that is looked after by the Commonwealth. And I'm pleased to know in the last 24 hours, $1 million out the door for 310 firefighters under the simplified payment arrangements that we put in place earlier this week.
But Andrew Constance, the New South Wales member for Bega, who had to defend his own home from the bushfires, says while the government may be throwing money at fire-affected areas, it's not actually reaching enough people.
I don't want to see an announcement made from anyone politically unless we know that the money is going to flow through that day.
He spoke to ABC Radio.
We've still got, you know, quite literally hundreds of people who haven't even registered for support yet because they're isolated, they're cut off.
The Government Services Minister, Stuart Robert, who spent some time in Bega, insists money is getting to people who need it.
In fact, yesterday we took one call from Queensland, we took five from Tasmania, all at the same speed, most of the time in terms of answering questions. And that number, 1802266, of course, also covers our mental health line.
And that's also something Scott Morrison touched on during the roundtable, the emotional toll the fires have taken on residents and what's being done to support those on the ground.
It isn't just the scarred bushland that we've seen around our country, but there are some very deep scars, emotional scars, trauma scars that have gone into these communities which we've seen firsthand.
Andrew Constance, who's been open about his own need for trauma counselling, says from what he's seen, that's also being mismanaged.
You know, we've got mental health workers and health workers walking around with high-vis vests on in communities. No one's going to walk up to someone with a high-vis vest.
Jeff Cousins is a former chief executive of Optus and has sat on the board of a dozen major Australian companies, including Telstra. He's told PM the government's underestimated the risks of this bushfire season and has misjudged the response to it.
The very first thing you always have to do in any business or organisation when shocking events of this kind take place is to deal with the people, to help the people in any way that you possibly can. And yes, initially that's to do with their physical health and well-being. So that's the first thing. Then, of course, to try and restore businesses and other things in these communities, and that's not going to be easy.
Jeff Cousins, anecdotally, PM is hearing that the money, whilst it's being sent, billions of dollars from the government, it's not actually reaching some people who are actually isolated and perhaps don't know who to turn to or how to receive the money. How can that be fixed?
So that needs expert and rapid communication, and there are all kinds of ways of doing that very quickly these days. And they should be put in place right away.
Can you give us a tangible way that someone who is currently isolated could get physical cash to them tomorrow?
It's very likely that the fire authorities and organisations of that kind do have those contact details. They've probably been in touch with those people. So, You need to go outside just the normal means of communication. You need to be more creative and to say, well, I know there are such people there. How can I find them? This would be saying we're actually going to try and help these individuals any darn way we can.
Businessman Jeff Cousins speaking with David Taylor.